poetic language is revolutionary, because in poetic language you say, oh, bring the wine. And nobody could say, oh, I didn't mean that wine. It's like that, yes. And we want to talk about something, they don't like it. To think that we are talking, no religious fellow, no matter in which part, if is extremely religious, will not believe in this. Because this is real. In those idealistic thinking, doesn't fit really. And this is a reality that Rumi touched. This is something that we know. We know that how he educated and scientifically was blah, 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 22 years old. The school was left to him. And he went even 4 years studying this in Damascus. But, studying, okay, knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. The feeling was not there. This is something that maybe will be one of my speeches in next month, about these poetic language. Rumi didn't like the poems, right? Because he wanted to be sharp, and everything is this, and the law is that. Good? Shams laughed at him. Changed him. He found an emotion in here that you cannot talk about it. Yes, when you get emotional, poem comes out of you. You don't recite it. Yes, you think, but it's subconscious is working over there. I don't know, it's too complicated, right? In this complication, he fell in love with poem. This is only his teaching book. This is not his poetic language. This is bad. Yeah. This is not real language. Oh, he has the poems. He is the king of the poetic language of Persian language. This is interesting. Up to 40 years, he doesn't even read it. Change. This is how he tries to show it to you, that this is it. It's a feeling. It's not understanding. Shams didn't show me any logic, but he showed me that there are flowers, there is sun, there is beauty, and improvement is here, is real. And you could be real if you are real. Rumi, up to 40 years, he was not real. He was knowledgeable and was teaching this knowledge without the emotion, nothing. That's it. You have a lot of knowledge, he knows. We will say, it's more than that. Look at your doubts, where that is coming from. Your argument. Listen, no matter what happens, you argue. You have blah, 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 blah to say. The thing that we are talking, it's not even explainable. It's something beneath all these beauties. Yes.
There is a different ladder for every class. There is a different heaven for every traveler's way. Everyone is ignorant of another's condition, the kingdom wide and without end or beginning. This one is amazed at that one and asks, wherefore is he happy? While that one is astounded at this one and asks, why is he amazed?
Ah. Is this familiar? Do you feel it? When you look at the other people, and they are smiling and laughing. Do you know why? Maybe you don't even like it. conscious. Nobody knows what's inside the other fellow, but we know that happiness is there, sadness is there, right? So how do we look at it? Yes?
The area of God's earth is spacious. Every tree springs up from a certain soil. The leaves and boughs on the trees are given thanks.
Oh. Are you listening? What is he talking about? He says, look at you. You, the logical fellow, okay? And you have some principles, right? And you have some rules, right? And you judge everyone with that rule. The hell with you, who are you? Because your rules are stupid. We are different. Each of us is unique. The lines on this finger belongs to me, only me. Means what? That invisible stuff. Deep down, yes, my DNA is unique in a way. We are not copy of each other. If you are silly, we are copy of each other. If you are silly, all the flowers are the same. Okay. Yes. So, how could you enjoy a flower? You look at the flower, and you look at it, and you look at it, and you try to see all the details, and each flower has some special details. Because each flower has a story of life. This is what the life is. So your judgment about the other people is nonsense. And their judgment about you is nonsense. This is the complication we are talking about. Yes?
The leaves and boughs on the trees are giving thanks, crying, oh, what a fine kingdom. Oh, what a broad expanse. The nightingales around the knobbly blossoms saying, give us some of what you drink. This discourse has no end. Return to the fox and the lion and the sickness and hunger.
Yeah, means I didn't finish with this because really this subject will be never finished. We have to say it again and again and again up to a moment that you understand. You would understand that I am exception. The rules could be broken, all of them. Because who invented the rules? Human being. Before us, there was no good or bad. Do you remember that? Out of humanity, there is no good or bad. Here, why? What is the difference between me and the monkey? What is it? Hubble telescope. That's the difference between me and the monkey. That's what we are. We are curious. We want to know what it is. Because at the end of the day, we want to know why we are here and what should we do. Right? When should we understand this? You can. No, I said at the end of the day. It's at the end of the day, every single day of my life. It's not we wait to see what will happen in 200 years from now. Give me a break. Five times a day I have to stand up and look at this and think, who am I? What am I doing? What's my use? Because I know I have a use. Do I or not? Any of you could say no. I'm teaching, this is my use, isn't it? We have the use. Who doesn't have the use? The stupid peasant. This is civilization, education, and all of that, what we are, culture, right? So we say, about this culture, we have to come back and talk again. Let's read the end of the story. Yes.
How the fox brought the ass to the lion, and how the ass jumped away from the lion, and how the fox reproached the lion, saying, "The ass was still far off. You were too hasty." And how the lion made excuses and entreated the fox to go and trick him a second time.
Okay, I hope you have read it, right? So you know what the story is. We are at the middle of the story. Now he will trick the ass, he will bring it in, but the lion, a stupid lion, will attack from the far, and he will fall down, and he cannot grab the donkey. And the donkey will return. Means what? Why this part of the story? Okay, it was good to bring it here, and the lion will kill it, everybody is happy, end of the story, good, right? He will stop to say, what? What we were talking about? He was talking about this complicated system which each part is working with the other part, right? There are this, there are that, okay, and don't say good or bad. Everything could be good, could be bad, right? Okay. There is one subject that you're forgetting in here. That's to rush. Haha! When we say, lady, you have to change yourself. She says, good, good, give me the key. I want to be changed in 1 minute. Yes, that magic exists, but it's not something you should go for that. Step by step by step. Every single day you change yourself, because do you remember, we talked about it a lot. Nowadays it's not difficult to understand that. I am building myself. The fellow who is sitting here is the outcome of 73 years, my experiences, and right? So every single day I should understand that I'm working on myself. So I should change. How much? A little bit. Because what am I doing in that day? A little bit. A little bit next day, and so on, and after a couple of really months, it's like swimming. When you go in the water to swim, you are afraid, you don't know how to breathe, and all of that. You learn in a couple of months, you don't even think when you are swimming. It's just like walking. How did you learn to walk? Do you remember? If your dad didn't help, your mom didn't help, you should be the monkey. We learn to stand up and walk, right? Everything we learn. Here we say, but let me talk about the rush. The lion will rush. That's the mistake, yes.
When he brought him up the hill towards the meadow, in order that the lion might pulverize him with a charge, he was far from the lion, but the lion would not wait for him to come near before attacking. The terrible lion made a spring from an eminence. Indeed, he had not the strength and power to move. The ass saw him from afar and turned.
Is this lion you? Whenever you want to do something, you don't know your weaknesses. Yes, I can do it. Wait a minute. Study it first. Maybe you cannot. Don't be in a rush, yes.
The ass saw him from afar and turned and fled to the bottom of the hill, dropping his shoes as he ran. O king of us, said the fox to the lion, why did you not restrain yourself in the hour of battle? In order that that misguided might come near you, and that you might vanquish him with a small attack.
Ah, again, the fox. Who is the fox? Do you remember? a logical fellow, who knows how